meow, meow, meow.
Yeah. Freedom fiends taking over your radio waves. We are here to calm the hamster in your brain, miles above sea level in Pod Bay. Too gay. We blast these happiness waves into your eardrums, calming the hamster in your brain and setting everything right with the world. Lordy, we talk about Obama sometimes, say that he is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink. And we're going to do that tonight. And we're also going to talk about the Queen of England. So here with you tonight, boo, is Derek J. Yes, and my very special guests, the Greens, the co-hosts of the Freedom Fiends.
Hi, Derek.
Hello.
Hello, Greens. How are you? Can I call you Greens, since we've got both of you on tonight?
That's fine.
Dan and Katie. And I want to be extra...
We'll be a mini collective.
Yes. We are a bunch of collectivists now. So...
We are one.
So I want you guys to help me out here, because... You have specialized knowledge. You're the closest to the queen of any of the fiends. So...
Geologically, I suppose, yes.
You mean geographically?
Yes.
Geologically? Did I just say it's really, really early in the morning?
Yeah.
Geographically, you are correct, sir, yes.
And, so you guys are, like, best friends with the Queen, pretty much, so... Now I need to know... So, I've got this problem, right? I should back up and explain that I am gay... Mostly attracted to black men. I am an anarchist, and this makes it very hard to find a partner in the very white state of New Hampshire, right? And somehow, despite all of these ridiculous obstacles to finding this perfect match, I have actually found someone who sort of fits the bill. The only problem is, he is a monarchist. He supports the British monarchy. Can you believe
that? And he's
that?
An American.
Does he get reasons for this?
Yes, a black American living in New Hampshire supports the Queen of England and thinks that that is an ideal situation.
So, was the point of you guys not to get away from the Queen? Was that not the point of the American
Plus,
Revolution?
She doesn't actually do anything. I'd like to point that out. It serves no purpose here.
Right.
No, no purpose. It's all pomp and nonsense.
Everything's run by the government. She's actually not allowed to weigh in on anything.
Yeah.
So
there
I think
is
that's sort
no
of
point to her existence.
Yeah. Well, I think that's sort of where he and I get along. Is like he's a freedom loving guy. He loves personal freedom and sort of gets the idea that if you want to be free yourself, you have to allow other people to be free and not intrude in affairs. He's for small government and believes. That if the Queen were to reign again, that the people of England, and I guess the United Kingdom altogether, would have more freedom than they currently do.
Well, but as a bit mental, right? But there is an argument, and I've heard it, and I think it might be Hans Hermann Hoppe. I think that's who it was. The argument that we have heard it is that a hereditary monarchy is better than a democracy because in a democracy, you know, you just get voted in, whatever, you know, and then you don't care what you leave behind. You just get what you can. But in like a hereditary monarchy, you have to leave
interest.
It. Yeah, and making the country, you know, prosper because you have to leave it to your kids and stuff. I still don't think that's any reason.
It's still rulers, it's not.
How can you say because someone's born into a certain family that they get to have everyone's money and live in finery?
They could be a sociopath, they could be anything. I don't agree with that idea at all. And I find it odd how someone could have sort of a freedom. It's just interesting to me. I've just not heard that before.
Yeah, see, I've heard that argument before. Mm. I mean, it's a weird thing because...
It's not consistent to me.
Yeah, it looked like in the 90s that the monarchy was really going to die here. You know, after Princess Diana died and stuff, things were going
But funnily enough,
really
they just
downhill.
Had another little baby. There's a kid born.
Yeah, as soon as the William and Kate thing happened. That's what surprised
me. I love that.
Did you see that a lot, Derek, in America? Because we got told that there was, like, the American press were coming over in droves.
Oh, my God, guys. It was trending on Facebook. That's, and I didn't even see it on Facebook. This guy that I'm interested in, we should give him a name. His name's Rashad, so I don't have to keep saying this guy. But, yeah, Rashad posted about that on... Facebook about, like, oh, the Queen, they had another heir, thank goodness, God save the Queen, another monarch extends the monarchy another 80 years and prevents the Republic from ever taking over or something, as if this is like,
because that's how it works here.
Well, like, so my biggest issue with this is, like, Ben Stone has done episodes of Freedom Fiends where he talks about the great man fallacy of believing in, like, special people, like, they're just special by birth or something, instead of the things that they do or whatever. And that's exactly the definition of monarchy, right? That they rule over you basically because they are born to a more special family and they're better than you. And so they're fit to rule over everyone else. But,
well, yeah
but no, the Queen, he corrected me, doesn't have the power to rule over anyone else, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, the whole idea after an election here is whoever's the sort of, well, sometimes we don't have outright winners these days, but whoever basically, you know, is the leader of the party with the largest majority has to go and ask the Queen. Well, the Queen asks them to form a government, they go and meet the Queen and all this kind of rubbish. So it's for that brief period of time between, like, the election, the power reverts back to the Queen sort of thing.
Basically, the time it takes the dude to get in the car and go to the palace, that the news show you the car going to the palace.
Usually around the corner anyway.
That's when the Queen's in charge, but they would have to, there would have to be like an Ocean's 11 style to the very, very point time amount of time you would have from when a dude or a woman gets in a car to go get her, where she's actually in charge.
It's so weird that they use a car.
She serves no purpose. Yeah.
Like, I see the Queen in a Range Rover most often, and I'm like, what? That's weird. Like, what happened? Didn't they used to have her, like, lifted up on a throne that they would carry around and wear red robes?
That didn't happen.
That never happened?
A long time ago.
Is that just in my imagination? Fairy tales?
What was the thing?
It's like a Cleopatra type thing, you know, where the big men would, like, lift up.
Yeah. That's what I
wanted. I wanted that for my I wanted it for my birthday, but Dan was like, "No, I don't want to do that." And I was like, "Fine."
Well, Dan is only one guy.
Yeah, I know. He's only one man, Derek. I can't expect, you know.
You have to get all the fiends.
Remember next birthday.
Absolutely. No, the Queen thing as well, what was it that happened a few years ago? Was it like a jubilee or something like that?
Yes.
And, and they got out the royal barge that's just a boat that's never used for anything. And there's all these people who are like royal oarsmen and stuff, and they don't use it. So it's, well, what's the point?
One with an oar?
Yes, they paddle.
One who rows the boat.
They paddle for the Queen.
Paddle what?
But like something like that. Like basically they man the royal barge, but the royal barge only gets used when, like, you know.
Can we say manning the royal barge as like meaning other things in this house? That would be so funny. Manning the royal barge.
Yeah. That's when you want a consensual flogging.
I love that day, the Queen's Jubilee, because they were planning this massive thing on the Thames and all that, and all these boats and the aforementioned barge. And then what happened? It rained all day. I loved it.
Hey, why do you love a raining on a parade? Can't you just be happy for the people who love the Queen and the pomp and circumstance? No.
Well, that is a point. There is a huge amount of people here. I'm friends with some of them who really love the Queen and the monarchy,
right?
And that whole idea of this collective of people that we can look up to, and it's really, really creepy, actually.
Stockholm syndrome.
There's like this baby, and everybody's really like, I don't like kids, right? They bug me. They're always sticky. I don't know if you're ever around them a lot, but they're very sticky, and they touch
kids?
Things. And
you mean
they touch
children?
All
kids and all monarchs.
Toddlers,
all monarchs are sticky.
They're sticky. They make a lot of noise. They slap you. They laugh at you. They're just awful people. And basically,
no kids, awful people on the
they're
radio.
Terrible people. No, I'm just saying. Like, I kind of forgot my point.
Well, yeah, they haven't learned their manners yet.
New baby.
Yes.
Well, no, they haven't. They're just like, they're very, very blunt. Kids can also be awesome. I like old people personally, but the older the better.
Well, kids and old people have a lot in common in that way.
They
well,
are cute.
I think
all
it's bizarre
them,
that
all of them alike.
So, like, you guys live in a place where people actually support the Queen. This guy. One of the things that I like about him is that he has the courage to have an unpopular opinion. Like, in the States, it's not cool to support the Queen. That's like, what is wrong with you, you weirdo? But I think it's more like, we follow the Kardashians or Dancing with the Stars. And these are, like, new phenomena. But the Queen is, like, centuries, millennia old. And so that's like a reality TV show soap opera that's been going on for thousands of years. So I see it as this guy just likes these characters. And he doesn't think that they're actually better than anyone in any way, except that they have maybe more grace and poise and they're more practiced in the way of public relations. But they're not special in that they can rule over you. And so I kind of like that. I like that he's got courage to be different and to challenge the status quo.
Well, I know what you mean. I kind of see it on that level, but I mean, there's the difference. It's fine for him because his tax money isn't paying for all this gold and nonsense that they're, you know, covered in all the time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They live off my tax money.
They're paid for by the taxpayer.
I tried to look this up before, like, when he started making these claims that the Queen doesn't have political power. I was like, well, where does her money come from? And it's, it seems like it's basically all old money, right? So, like, I guess it was stolen at some point, maybe. But it could have been earned through private industry. Isn't this just some old rich family? Shouldn't we just leave them alone? Let them do their thing, keep calm, and carry on?
No, man, because there was a thing about, like, before about, oh, they were talking about, because the Queen had got, like, a pay rise or something, because she gets, like, a salary or whatever it is, and someone had said, oh, it's only the equivalent of us giving her, like, 60 pence a day or something to that effect, I remember at the time. So it is through our tax money that all this is supported, our protection and all the rest of it.
They're never going to change that, I don't think, so I'm not really that fussed about it. It's just something that kind of happens, and, I also want to defend the fact I attacked children earlier. I want to kind of, like, retract and explain why I said that. I never actually got to my point.
Why Katie hates children when
why
freedom
I hate
fiends
children. I want to, like,
you're
address it.
To
I don't
freedom
hate
fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
For some reason in this country, in a bunch of lesser world, it's okay to just judge.
Hey, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. Computer programmer Derek Slopey and I have created Fiend Phone. I'm using Fiend Phone right now to talk with and record one of my co-hosts in real time. Take it, Davi.
Hey, this is Davi Barker, and I'm 1,000 miles away from Michael, but we sound like we're in the same room.
We sure do, Davi. So, Davi, please tell the nice people more about Fiend Phone.
Fiend Phone is free, no-gov software that opens up a global world of possibilities for collaborative, high-quality, remote voice media production, and I'm digging it.
People can try Fiend Phone right now at fiendphone.com, but we're also raising money to vastly improve Fiend Phone and vastly improve independent talk media worldwide.
So go to fiendphone.com to help out. Who will build the audio roads? We will, with your help.
That's fiendphone.com, FEENPHONE.com, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, phone.com.
Fiendphone, I never knew remote audio could be this good.
Much.
Okay, yeah. I want to, like, address that, why I even brought that up in the first place. No, we were talking about the royals, and popped into my head that lately that one that married that other one, you know her.
Those two
Kate
royals,
Middleton.
Kate,
don't
Maddie
you follow
William.
The soap opera? It's the cutest thing ever.
It's the most horrific thing ever because it's in our newspapers every day, like now. And we have an election, like, this week, and she gave birth just before the election. And it's just so, it's too, like, it's
did
like
she not
it was
give
designed
birth
that
not
way.
Long before the Scottish independence referendum.
Can I just sorry, I have to finish my point. I have to defend this stance against children. I was only talking about children because now they have like two kids under the age of like three or something, and it just made me think of it. So I just want to say I do not hate all children. I just find that as a majority they are sticky and they ask me a lot of questions that I don't want to answer. So that's what I just wanted to defend it. But the royals are kind of like weird pod people. Like it's weird because I saw them in the paper and she'd just like given birth and her hair was all really good and she looked really like awesome. And her nails are completely clean. Like they were long, but they were like I was like,
so what's
no,
she supposed
nobody's...
to be doing with her nails while she's giving birth?
Like, people don't have time for that stuff. Like, it makes you feel bad about yourself as a person because you're like, she's younger than me. She just gave birth and she looks like better than I do on like that occasion. And I've been trying all day and I just look like a mess.
But that's because she has people for that.
Yes.
She is radiant. But no, I don't really think it's like a soap opera. I think that's kind of weird because it's real. And it happens, and it's happening nearby, and there's, you know, I think there's more sinister things afoot, but I'm not going to go all
David Icke about it. Yeah, well, I don't know anything. Those David Icke or Icky or whatever, where he's, he makes lots of weird speculation about people being lizard people. I don't get down with that.
He's funny.
I'm not for
me,
that.
Me
show me some, no, show me some lizard people, and maybe I'll believe it. But I think what's cool is like it is soap opera esque in the sense that you can follow the ins and outs of these people's lives. It seems to me, and I'm learning this. This is all kind of new to me. Like my grandparents were into the Queen a little bit, and like, but people seem to look up to them because of that perfection, because they can give birth and then walk out onto a catwalk and strut like a model. And it's like, how is this possible? These are superhuman beings, and it's something to aim for the general public. Like, I wish I were that great. I wish my family was so perfect. You know, we've had struggles, or Princess Diana dies, and then they move on. They keep calm and carry on, right? And there's sort of these symbols for England and this lifestyle of having poise and grace. So what's wrong with that?
Well, let me tell you something, man. Ages ago, when I was a wee bit minarchisty at this time, but I sort of wrote an article, and there is like groups, but they're kind of small, that want to get rid of the monarchy here, like Republic. But basically debunking a lot of these old myths, like people will say, oh yeah, you know, the royals are great for tourism. They're not, you know, like, and the Visit England study I found, it turned out that Legoland got more visitors than any single royal residence. Legoland. I'd rather go to Legoland and have more fun. But
yeah, there's nothing to do. You go and you look at the palace, you go, okay, it's a palace, like
behind big gates.
It's a big building, basically.
You know, I basically look at where they
like supposedly live. I don't think they live there.
Do you think what?
They do.
It's not very accessible. I don't know.
Why wouldn't they?
It's weird.
If you had a palace, no, wouldn't you live in it?
No, but like you
are
have
you
to
thinking
remember,
that's
like,
a distraction technique?
The Queen's a woman, like she's just a person, like she goes to the bathroom, like she goes to the toilet, like we all do.
She does not. How
she
dare
does.
You?
But does she use a bidet?
Weird, like, a bidet to you, sir. I was watching Scrubs the other day, and that was in it. That was fun. No, but like it's weird because I don't know. I'm uncomfortable with the idea of these people being held in such high esteem that we can't even think of them like as actual people.
Yeah, that's
like,
what's
she just
so
wears
ridiculous.
Like jogging pants. And
but isn't that why people liked Diana? Is because she was like outside the royals, wasn't she? One of the regulars.
Yeah, but then but
well,
then
according
they
to
got
them,
rid of her.
But her dad was like an earl or something like that.
Yeah,
he had like a title or something.
Common.
She was connected. Now they say Kate's a commoner, but every time I hear her talk, maybe she's
no,
not
her
got her
parents.
No, she's
well
not
off.
Connected to the aristocracy, right? But she's the poshest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, she's a commoner. She's scum like us.
She's not high.
Well, she's more beautiful than all of us, and so she's fit to rule. She's so perfect.
Not
her hair
me.
Is
speak
nice
for yourself.
Giving birth.
Our dog refutes you. He says that he's more beautiful.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends.
So much truth, it hurts.
LRN.FM needs your help getting our satellite signal back on in Africa. Our satellite provider had us on at no charge from 2012 through February of this year when they pulled the channel off the air. Now we're trying to raise $22,000 to continue reaching people with the message of liberty in places where it's needed most. Please visit our Indiegogo fundraiser at africa.lrn.fm. Give what you can and share the link with your friends. africa.lrn.fm.
Meow.
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 Meow. Meow.
Meow.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Worms.
Wormage.
I forgot to say worms today. Worms, 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 worms,
worms.
To everyone who's freaking out and calling their senators saying, the fiends have been abducted, they've been contacted by the government.
Ah, yes.
No, we haven't. Our Warren Canary is safe. Worms, 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 we are safe. I forgot to establish that. I have not been contacted by the government. Have you?
Yeah, I got a letter the other day. Just to check if we were paying our council tax.
We're not.
I mean, yes, we are. We are paying every penny of it for those services.
Why would they have to call you and ask? Isn't that something they could just check themselves?
Well, no, they're like, they send you a reminder, but they can actually, the council tax people, that's like for our water and our like rubbish collection and stuff. They can arrest your wages from your work without your permission.
Yeah, they
Why would you be against paying for that stuff?
No, I'm not against that at all.
I think it could be provided better.
When you watch your council, work, it makes you sort of infuriated because sometimes council, I'm not saying all council workers, I would never say that because some people are incredibly efficient at their job, no matter who they work for, the state or private. But I do find there's a certain level of complacency within the council movement, like things that they do because they don't have an incentive. They're not losing.
Well, as well, there was things about, you know, expenses and stuff and people taking trips to places and things like that and putting it on expenses. And by expenses, they mean, you know, my money.
But I think that's your income tax, though, rather than your, like, council tax.
Hmm.
I'm talking about
local councils. The council were at it, too. They were all at it.
Oh, stop it. I'm just saying, like, I don't have a problem, per se, but I do think, when you think about how much per household needs to pay, it can be a lot of money, you know?
Yeah, the house where I'm doing the broadcast right now, the LRN.FM mm-hmm. studios in Keene, New Hampshire, is part of a Shire-free church. It's a church, so it has sort of special legal obligations when it comes to tax, and the ministers of this church have done something kind of interesting where they voluntarily paid a portion of the tax to the city government by calculating how much of it goes to things like trash removal. We don't have that here in Keene. That's not provided by the city, but I think they calculated like how much goes to the fire department or the local police or whatever sort of things are being provided for that they like. They're like, here's the money for that. We don't like these things like the school, the education. I would say it's not education, it's indoctrination. And I don't want to support that or pay for that. So I think they withhold that money from the state. So I think it's cool, like, choosing the amount of tax that you want to pay and say, like, here's... I like this service. I don't like this service. So here's the money for that, and you're not getting the money for the other thing.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it should be, but, you know.
Can I mention that Michael Dean has been shaming you on Twitter and on Facebook?
Why?
I don't like children, they're sticky, and they ask me lots of questions. Freedom Fiend Katie Green. Michael, you also spelled green wrong, but like...
No, Dan's always very quick to point out that green, our name, has an E on the end of it.
Yeah.
It's like the colour with an E at the end of it.
I know, it's terribly confusing.
It's finer, dude.
There's a bunch of reasons why it's there, but...
I know. Why?
It's
just drop it.
It's all right.
You're radio personalities
now.
It's part of it.
Yeah, but when you're like when you when you have like a stage name, people drop letters all the time, or they change their name completely. You want it to be nice and easy. You should just be Gren. Just lose all your E's. Just G-R-N.
I like my name.
I don't mind Green. I quite like Green. It took me a while. It took me about 5 years to change my name.
As far as I understand, it comes from...
I guess when you got married.
Yeah, but you get... Yeah.
Why did you take
I only
name?
Changed it.
Because
yeah.
I'm cool.
Because I liked it, and that's generally what people did at the time, I guess.
At the time, when was like this? It
was like 7 years ago.
Wow.
So was it?
Way back. That long ago. 7 years
way
ago.
Way back, yes.
That's what
yes.
people
is
did
there any
back
different
then.
Time, Derek?
Yes.
That's what people just did. It was tradition
yeah.
here.
I think, yeah. You know, I think they even had the internet back then. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. No, I was quite eager to take Dan's name, actually. It's one of those traditions. I don't mind it. I actually quite like it.
Dan, would you consider taking your wife's maiden name?
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't. I like
you
my
bigot.
Name. You know, I'm that... I'm
thought
sorry,
freedom
but
was a two-way street.
Derek, I never asked her to take my name. I didn't ask her.
Oh,
it was
really?
Her decision. Actually, yeah. she didn't oh, for yeah. a while. For a while, she,
oh, yeah, no,
she
for,
kept
for
her.
5 years, I was still my maiden name.
And then she decided to take it, so there was no pressure on there.
Wow.
You know, I said, you can take it if you want. It's up
That's
to you.
So
that
nice.
It wasn't a deal breaker for me.
Did that yeah, flatter you?
No, I just well, was going to do it anyway.
Yeah, but what about
you
Dan?
Were, but I,
did it make you
yeah,
happy?
I thought it was nice. Yeah, I thought it was a nice thing. I liked it. Yeah.
It's like, she likes me. After 5 years of marriage, she really likes me.
I think we're going to be okay.
Well, congratulations. I think that's lovely. I just hosted a show called Flaming Freedom. It's sort of a gay sex talk show for anarchists. And my guest was a woman who has not taken the name of her husband for the 35 years they've been married. Just by choice, mm-hmm. you know, she likes her last name, sounds mm-hmm. kind of powerful, and I don't know, I just think it's cool, like, where did that even come from, the taking the name thing? Why can't we all leave our names the way they are? Why did you feel the compelled to do that?
I don't know if I felt compelled to, I think I wanted to, because I felt like Dan's my family now. Like when I was growing up, my family was my family.
Yeah.
And I was part of that sort of, not clan, I was just part of that family and we all shared that name. And then I have now created a separate offshoot of that of my own, of our own. And we are a family unit ourselves. And I just thought I would like to have that as his last name, just because that is a tradition, and we are creating our own family situation. So
the dog has our last name as well. I
yes,
feel it's
Dan,
important to point out.
The dog does.
So
he's registered at his vet, Barney Green.
So, like the blue meanies are a character.
What's that?
They're a character. I think I'm like my mind is slipping, but it's definitely Brit 60s animated. Music tune. It's something like either the Beatles or Pink Floyd, where there are blue meanies. And so you guys are reminding me of the Green Feenies. I think I'm going to call you your last name the Green Feenies, because you're fiends, you're freedom fiends. You could easily just change mm-hmm. your name to Fiend or Fiendworm. But you haven't
no.
done that yet.
It's cool. Maybe in like 5 years or something.
Maybe like I'm one of these people that I kind of like the sort of history and tradition attached with, you know, my name in a way. So like that doesn't really, I kind of like it in that,
okay.
you know, in that kind of way.
Oh, you think you're better
really
than everyone because you've got your green
yeah,
name.
Dan.
No.
You're like one of these great men.
Derek, I am one of these great men. I think it's important to point that out. I can't believe it's taken you this long to figure that out.
I don't really care. Like, I don't think about my name that much, actually. I just kind of, I don't know.
Well,
it's a name. You just sort of need one.
As a
how
gay
else
guy,
do we know who anyone is?
It's tough to know, like, well, which name am I going to take? If I ever got married, would I take someone else's name? Would they take mine? You know, it's not the hardest decision
yeah,
in
it does
the world.
Work.
I don't know. Probably most guys just leave their names the way they are, but I like the name change thing. It sort of says, mm-hmm. I mean, marriage says I love you, right? But also the name change is like, I want to be a part of your family. I want to, mm-hmm. be a part of your clan, right? Your people. I'm connecting with more than just you when you take a last name. Do you feel that way? Like, yeah, do you connect with Dan's family?
Well, I don't know.
I'm not a big family guy, to be honest.
Dan's
like,
not.
I'm not like a show up at family events sort of thing.
I'm more family orientated, I think.
Just because I can't be bothered, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think... Do you know what? It's actually one of these things. I've never really thought about it that deeply before. It was just kind of like... Part of it is a sort of... a thing I just stumbled into where I really did just, it's something that you do. I don't know. It's one of these things I can't explain. It's just
do you like
you're married? It's like, you just change your name. Like,
it's like a formality, you know? But you waited. You waited 5 years, which makes it more interesting.
Well, actually,
so I want to know, like,
it was because.
Do you hate your in-laws?
Sorry.
Do you love them? Say something nice about
Dan's
mother.
I love. Dan's mom is very nice, and me and her get on quite well. And it's funny because if we ever go out for dinner, she corners me
with a bottle of wine.
With a bottle of wine, and we sit together, and she talks, and it's funny because Dan has two brothers, so it's basically all guys in their house.
Yeah, my two brothers are unattached, so Katie's like.
Yeah, I'm the only one. I'm
She's
the only girl
other,
for, like,
other female
things.
That shows up. Yeah, so
yeah, I got on well with Dan's mum.
So she has to corner you.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, it's fine. I don't mind. Like, I would probably seek her out rather than like hang out with the boys.
She wants you to have kids. Does she know your position on kids? How you think they're all icky?
Oh yeah, I've been telling her that for
I'm
years.
I'm 29 years old. I think people by now, unless they think I'm bad, and they probably that I'm not like a big huge fan.
Oh come on, women are having babies way later. 35 is the new 20.
Exactly.
So
exactly, I'm not really that worried about it. It's not really on it's just not on the radar.
Sorry, I thought I heard a biological clock ticking in the background somewhere. Just faintly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's back there somewhere. I don't know.
Back to me and my awesome date, right? So I'm gonna have a date with this guy on Tuesday. We're going to see the King's speech, right? Because I wanted to recommend something that was like royalty. And I want to have a conversation with him. Like, listen, guys. I am never going to find somebody closer to my demographic than this guy. I truly believe that. Mm-hmm. Like, of all the looking around in the world that I could do, I already stipulated I'm a gay anarchist who likes black guys, and I'm living in New Hampshire. It's like the worst possible combination of Venn diagrams that never intersect. But somehow I found some guy who almost qualifies, and I want to convert him into an anarchist. How do I do it when he supports the Queen of England? How do I get that inroad?
You cannot change him, Derek.
He might be able to. We'll discuss it.
You can't change someone.
You know what terrifies me? He's changing me. I'm starting to become more of a monarchist than I ever have
been.
I'm abandoning all of these principles. We'll be right back.
We'll talk about this when we get back. Yeah.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Antiwar, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
What does that even mean? Like, save her from death? Like, don't let her die, God?
Basically.
Like, just save the whole institution, I think.
Save her. It sort of sounds like she's always going down. Like, oh no, the queen, stop! Don't let her die!
She's not...
She's indestructible. She's ancient and she's still going. Yeah. I don't think she can be killed by conventional methods.
Well, I remember the Queen Mother, she was a good age. She was really, really old. I remember when she died.
Yeah, that she was ancient as well.
She was really old.
You just can't get rid of them. See, if I was Prince Charles, I would be, you know, rather annoyed because he's like, what, 70 or something, and he's not getting the chance to be king because his ma just keeps holding on in there.
I don't think he wants to, though. Like,
I thought, oh, come on, it's all over his face.
Wait a minute, Prince Philip, weird. Prince Philip is the son? I thought it was her husband.
No, Prince Charles.
Charles
is the son. Philip's husband. You're right.
Yeah. So Philip, he'll never get to be king. He'll never be king.
Dan, I think you meant Charles. Dan.
Did I say Philip? I meant to say Charles.
Yeah, Charles should be upset. He should have gotten his chance. Princess Diana shouldn't have died. Everything went wrong for him. Sorry, man.
Well, they were divorced anyway. It was never.
They were never even in love with each other. It was a media thing. That's what it was. It was PR and stuff because she was the Queen of Hearts and all this kind of nonsense.
Aww.
At the time of her death, though, she was like supposed to be engaged to Dodi Al-Fayed and stuff.
Oh yeah, there was that whole thing. She was what? Because they were broken up, and you know that's the guy that runs Harrods. You know that massive
shop
in London. Yeah. She was like going out with his son Dodi,
and they died together in Paris.
Oh my gosh, what a big deal! I was too young to be like it wasn't on my radar yet, but there's a very special lady in my life named Aunt Ricky, and she's turning 97 in just a couple of weeks. Whoa. And she's like super into the Queen and royalty stuff and always followed them, and she's like obsessed with the Harrods and the Princess Diana stuff. She always had royalty stuff around, but I never got it, and now I'm finally getting it. It's about a soap opera for people who like conservatism, or they just like the Queen Mum, right? She's representative.
Very, very dead.
What? She's very
Queen
what?
Mother, she's mother. Dead. The Queen Mother is dead.
The Queen Mother is dead.
Right. Oh, yeah. Sorry. She's dead.
But the Queen is alive now.
Well, I'm just talking about like them as a family. Like, we're looking in on them, these public figures who aren't anything special. They don't have any political power anymore, correct?
Mm.
They don't hold any power. They can't determine laws. They can't send the cops after people. They just ride around in Rolls Royces and wave at people occasionally. And they have babies and they're figureheads. And like, to me, all they stand for is we can have a life that's held together, okay? Life doesn't have to be crazy and tumultuous. I mean, even though it is sometimes for everyone, including the royal family, we can keep calm and carry on. We can have poise and grace and move on with our lives. And family is going to remain intact. I think that's what people like about it. Maybe it's people who have like families that are kind of destroyed or not as ideal as they would like. They can look at the Queen's family and say, look, their life isn't perfect either, but they can keep it together.
But here's the thing. The royals couldn't keep it together. Charles and Diana were divorced. And then see what you think about, you talk about all this point. But wait, really talk matter. About this poise and grace stuff, right? What about all the racist rubbish that's come out of Prince Philip's mouth over the years, of all the racist talk out of Prince Harry's mouth as well? How is that
you
poise
sound
and
so
grace?
Angry.
But no, I'm angry because I hate the monarchy. So like, so where's the poise and grace there? I mean, they're clearly racists. I mean, you can look up on the internet at the things Prince Philip says, and they call them gaffes here. It was an amusing gaffe. No, it wasn't. It was a filthy racist statement.
Wait a minute. Who's he racist against? Because the guy, Rashad, is black.
Take your pick.
How's he going to like, how's a black guy going to like someone who's racist against him? That doesn't make any sense.
Me,
just wait.
But he is a racist.
Hold on.
Hold on, what? No, I can't. Well, we're going to solve this right now.
No, I'm
He's made racist statements. He's made many. I don't really want to repeat them on the air, but I could. If you want.
No, fair enough. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about pants. Pants means something different in where you're from. And pants are very tactical. There are certain things you can only do with certain pants. And you can only hear it on the Freedom Fiends. So we'll be right back. God save the Queen.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists like Barack Obama and Al Gore taking credit for the web while trying to take over the web? Are you disgusted by experts whose concept of the internet is that it's a series of tubes? Take back the free market of computing by encouraging software developers to adopt the BIPCOT NoGov license. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows any use or modification except by governments. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. Freedom Fiends reconvenes to tase you with more liberty. Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink just as bad as the monarchy. And, you know, yes. A slight correction to my previous statement as we were walking out to the free market. I said God save the Queen. I meant God save the Greens.
That's us.
That's you two.
Let's not get the conceptions of God because we'll be here all night. All morning.
Yeah. That's another thing that concerns me. I don't know if this guy is a believer.
A believer.
A believer.
Oh my God.
In terms of Justin or in terms of the Lord?
In terms of a God.
In terms of, yes, the Lord. Well, the Lord is the
Is that
manner.
A sticking point? Is that a sticking point for you, Derek? Because Katie and I have probably, I would say, radically different sort of views in terms of religion.
We had radically different beliefs when we got married, too.
Yeah, like.
Really?
Yeah.
That gives me hope. That's good.
Yeah.
People can have crazily different beliefs and make it work, and that's good. That's good news. Because, I think we do have different beliefs, he and I. And I'm worried because it's like, man, I want this to work. I like this guy. And we're so close, similar in beliefs. It's just a tweak off, a hair off.
Well, I have if I can impart any knowledge at all on
wisdom.
Anyone for
please
any
do
reason, all I'll say to you is that don't try and fit someone to a template that you have created. If they have a different belief, try and see if it's something that is it's either a game's a bogey and you can't go without, you know, that's a deal breaker.
Game's a bogey, yeah, that's a term.
Game's
that's
a
term
for
it's finished.
A golf thing. It just means that, you know, this is done. There's no let's just call it a day. But I think if you can learn to deal with some things, you know, maybe compromise a bit. Dan and I we got married at a Catholic church, but
whoa.
I didn't believe a word of it. To me it was just a bit of paper. It was just like, I want to be with this man and this is what the belief system is of the majority of our family. And
I was at that point. I would have considered myself a Catholic at that point.
Yeah.
Not now, but I would have then.
Yeah.
My sister converted to Catholicism to marry her husband, and I thought that was super weird. Like, what?
That is.
What are you doing?
My dad did that to please my mom. Mm-hmm. And they're divorced now, so hey. You know, so but it you know what, it's something you kind of need to work at it. If there's a thing, maybe try and see if it's something that you can sort of put up with, you know. It could be just a thing you don't talk about.
I actually think that's good advice, because if there is any kind of jet, like Katie said about templates and things, if there is any genuine feeling there, then that will probably, you know, in the long term, it'll override any sort of differences you might have
just in my experience. But you know, it's everybody's different. Everybody's got their things, you know, their sort of things that they can deal with and things that they can, you know.
Yeah,
you just have to decide for yourself, man.
That's the feeling I'm getting. Like, so during this other show that I was mentioning earlier, Flaming Freedom, one of my co-hosts, mm-hmm. he's older, mm-hmm. he's a gay man in his 40s, and he's living alone, and he's kind of sad, to be honest. He's like, he doesn't go on dates anymore. He just has pretty much abandoned all hope of ever finding a long-term partner, like a life partner. And that's so tragic to me. I don't want to end up like that. And so he's giving me these warnings to the younger generation of like, hey, don't look for your conception of perfect. Go find someone who you work well with and then live a life together and grow together.
If you can find someone that you're friends with, that's half the battle. Like, if you can find someone that you can talk to on a friend level and just be like, look, this is what's going on and we need to work on this, and that's it. If you can talk to someone on that level, that's probably half of the battle from what I've known and from what my friends that have kind of gone out with people have been saying to me over the years, that communication is probably the number one thing.
Yeah. Amen to that.
I think.
You know, this whole experience has given me a lot of humility, too, because I am so pompous and arrogant that I believe I know everything.
Oh.
I'm so correct about everything in the world. You know, every day when I sign on to Facebook and the internet, I'm like, let me go correct all the wrong people out there and show them what's right. And here he is, this guy who's introducing me to new concepts like, oh, the Queen has no political authority and down with republicanism, God save the Queen. I'm like, I'm actually getting kind of interested. Like, last night, truth be told, I fell asleep watching Margaret Thatcher videos and a documentary about the Queen.
No. See, the thing is, though, you don't need to, like, you don't need to adapt his hobbies. Like, you can just
But I'm interested in his hobbies. I'm interested that he's interested. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I understand, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
His interest is interesting to you.
So. Even though it's a quick point, despicable and horrible and disgusting. A first reaction, like, his cell phone case is the British flag. And I'm like, gross, okay? Like, that is such a deal breaker right there. Like, I broke up with a guy because his cell phone case was the American flag. So, like, what... But this seems to be...
flags in general.
I know. It seems to be, like, a cultural thing, though. That he's like, it could have been a Kardashian cell phone cover, and it would have been the same statement. It's not a political thing. It's not a they should rule over us thing. It's a I like this group of people. I like what they stand for.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what they stand for, to be honest, but there's a reason why I've never seen the King's speech, and it's because there's someone that's very close to me who's a bad stutterer, and I know that if I watch that film, I'll start feeling sorry for him because he's stuttering because I know someone with that, so that's why I've never seen that film.
Why doesn't your friend get fixed?
Selfish.
Can he get help?
Oh, can of worms.
No, he's kind of, can of worms. He's very sensitive about it.
It's a sore subject, so we'll not really talk
I'm
about
not
it. But
it to him.
or she, yeah, we don't know.
Or she, yes.
Oh, yes.
But what's interesting as well is when Katie and I first got married, I was quite a lefty. I was like quite a socialist, and Katie had pretty much no interest in politics.
Thank you for fixing Dan.
But the interesting thing is that I got into libertarianism and anarchism, and then Katie, she'd never really shown any interest in politics before, but then suddenly she became interested.
What?
So it was like, naturally, that's how she felt. She just didn't have a way
to express it. I was never political, ever.
So you didn't change him into an anarchist?
No, I was nothing. I didn't believe anything, and then we just sort of... One day, I don't know, audiobooks and things, and that were on the computer, and I just started.
Cogs started turning me talking at you all the time, probably.
But I didn't come from any sort of leftist place or any, you know.
I dig that.
It's interesting.
You guys are young. I'm young. It seems like our generation is like the most politically agnostic or politically atheist or disinterested. Like, I think we've all been. I don't know what sort of. Changed. Maybe it was the internet, but we have access to information. I guess that is it. It's like, hey, these politicians, they sure are lying often. And it's not just like, oh, down the memory hole, they lied and we can forget about it. It's like, nope, you can pull up articles proving their lies instantly. As soon as they lie, you could just be chromed robot turd that you said something different 5 years ago. Sorry, what was that?
I'm getting kind of an odd... This is a teaching hospital moment. I'm getting kind of in and out. I'm not really hearing what you're saying, Derek. Sorry, it's sort of going in and out for us.
Oh, I apologize for that. I was messing with some of the settings. On Fiend Phone.
Let me blame the Queen.
Just in case it's on our end, I just wanted to be sure.
It's my fault because I'm
Please
playing.
Please continue.
I'm playing with some free software that's produced by some crazy anarchists who made some software that governments can't use. It's against the license. It's a BIPCOT NoGov license show. And it's BIPCOT NoGov licensed software. So go check it out.
Yeah, we use that license as well.
Oh, yeah, for your podcast, right?
For our podcast,
BIPCOT.org, yep.
That's where you can find out more about that license. We like it. It's more fun than Creative Commons.
Yeah, I dig it. Oh, we promised we were going to talk about pants.
Yes, we did. So, can't let the listeners down.
Yeah, no. We open a can of worms, we are going to close it. So... I was wearing different pants earlier today. I was wearing pajama pants because I was taking a nap. And, like, that's the appropriate pants for that occasion. Mm-hmm, but then my friend needed a car ride, and I was, like, feeling kind of lazy. Okay, should I go out and drive this car in pajama pants? It's certainly possible.
Yeah.
I could do it. It would not be the end of the world. But... I decided to change my pants into jeans because jeans are for doing a job. Jeans are the kind of tactical wear that can handle all kinds of situations and endure.
But surely it depends on the cut of the jeans, Derek.
Ooh,
no,
good
it's
point.
Nothing to do.
You don't want to be doing hard labor in a skinny jean. You know what
You're
I mean?
Right.
That would be.
This coming from a man, you wear flares, sir.
I do sometimes.
Yes, you do.
I could pull it off.
Okay. But no, I'm just saying, like, I have two modes.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Work
I don't,
clothes and I have, like...
Sorry, I lost you for a second. Your two modes are work clothes and what? What's the other one?
And pajamas. That's the only two levels I have. I have work clothes and I have pajamas. So I have the clothes I wear to work and I have the clothes I wear at home. And then I have a couple of things to wear if someone says, do you want to go do something? But most of the time I'll just say no.
Yeah, we don't have big wardrobes here.
Yeah, no.
Well, yeah, and then there's other special occasions like swimwear and stuff. But this is my point. I didn't really put it together. Maybe I'm just really late to the party, but... I didn't put it together that pants are tactical. They are for a specific purpose all the time. Yes, they're not just like, oh, you have to cover yourself to be modest in polite society. It's not just like, oh, we just wear clothes because we can't walk around naked, so we've got to have something on us. It's like, no, they're for a purpose. Part of me was a little afraid of like, you never know who you're going to meet downtown. You never know who you're going to see. You don't want to be wearing pajama pants in the wrong situation. You know what
that.
I mean? It presents the
exactly
wrong image.
So I present that image often to the local people. It's
Worms.
Wormage.
Whoops.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Hey, this is Squiscar Squiggles from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios, and I guess it says worms now, so there you go.
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire, but there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed, buy sheep for sheep on sheep, and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists.
It's only $10 for 10 buttons, including shipping.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network. A collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN LRN.FM.
Meow. Powtopia. Meow. 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 Meow.
Worms. Okay, we're back.
Formage,
yeah. So pants, they mean something different there, right? I say pants, you say...
Trousers.
Trousers. Because,
yeah, trousers. Here we more likely think of pants as, you know, something Superman wears outside as trousers.
It's your delicates. Your underpanties is your pants.
So, is for men and women?
To us. Yes, to us.
Yeah, obviously we use terms like boxers and stuff like that, like in briefs and things like that, but generally that's what pants means.
Yeah.
So, do you guys have the same cultural question of boxers or briefs? Does that translate across the pond?
Oh, we do, but for me, the debate has gotten more interesting with the invention of the jockey short.
Yeah, it's not that interesting. It's just, you think it is, but it's not.
Is the jockey short the same thing as boxer briefs?
Is that like, so they're kind of like boxers, but a bit shorter, but they're kind of longer than what we would call briefs or pants?
Yes, Dad, exactly.
They're tight boxers.
Yeah, more support, man.
Yes.
Okay, that's your situation.
Is this a new really thing?
Well, so the last few years I've discovered them, you know, I used to just go for the boxer and then I discovered the jockey short and all of a sudden
your
my life changed.
Your mum bought you that kind for Christmas and you went, yes.
My life changed overnight.
I love them. Good for you.
I've never looked back.
You've never looked back. Well,
you know, we should go back to the union suit. That would be the real ideal. Do you have that term in Scotland?
What's that?
A union suit is like a full body covering sock that has a flap in the back that sort of comes
down.
For
your business.
Yeah.
Kind of like thermal underwear.
Yeah, but a full body thing. It's called
that
a union
sounds
suit.
Awful.
We should. I think that would be uncomfortable.
I enjoy clothes, and I've said this many, many times. Clothes can be a great artistic expression of how you're feeling as well.
Is that how you use them? You don't have a big wardrobe.
I don't have a big wardrobe, and it's more kind of...
I would say key pieces, if you're going to put
that
way.
Like I have key
pieces. She has a lot of things she can accessorize with.
Yeah,
yes.
And that's what you need. You need just a few... key pieces that you can change up, a couple of pairs of jeans, a few tops. I'm not going to give advice. I don't.
Okay, it's now a fashion show. Who
I'm
cares, right?
Yes,
that's what it is now.
I'm just saying, like that. I don't really remember what my original point was, but you can use your clothes, yes, as a fashion statement, and it's a great thing of individuality. Although I do enjoy a work uniform because it makes it really easy to decide what you're going to wear to work.
Work uniforms are great. They make me feel like I need to work. Like, when I'm in a suit, I'm just like, I'm a powerhouse. I'm going to do everything. And when I'm in pajamas, I'm going to relax. The clothes you wear and the way you present yourself, I think it does have a huge impact. Right now, I am wearing a cat shirt that I have posted pictures of this cat shirt on the Freedom Fiends website before.
Yeah.
But it's like a cat that's tripping out. He's got the galaxy in his... glasses they're reflecting. It's like a full body print one. They're kind of like new, these kinds of shirts that are full printed everywhere. You know what I'm talking about?
Like the galaxy, and it's almost like it's kind of like a lot of galaxy stuff.
Yes, yeah.
A lot of spacey. Yeah, I think they're really, really, really cool. They're popping up a lot here now.
Yeah.
Can I make a wee thing about clothes? You know that Scottish comedian Billy Connolly? You familiar with him?
No.
Derek. I think he lives in America now. But anyway, he was making a joke one time and he was basically saying that there's no such thing as bad weather. It's just the wrong clothing. And I tend to agree with him.
Yeah, he's right.
It rains all the time here.
Yeah people absolutely. Just need an attitude adjustment and a costume change.
Believe me, sometimes I need to work in the rain, so I completely agree with that statement.
Yikes. I would not enjoy that. But
nope.
Not good.
About clothing... Yeah, it is a sort of a way to express yourself, but I will give a little bit of fashion advice here. Last on, first noticed, since you brought up accessories and like ways to stand out, the last thing you put on will almost always be the first thing people notice. So as a rule of accessories, keep that in mind. And also, Elizabeth Taylor, who was like a fashionista, I think from the States. I'm not sure if she...
I think she was English.
Was she English? All right.
But she lived in...
I'm not sure.
May God rest her. Well, or where she, you know, where she was from.
Well, she like gave fashion advice too, and one of her famous statements was to always take one thing off before you leave the house.
I actually take about five off. I overdo it and I go and I freak out and I'm doing too much. But that's just my weirdness.
Some people don't wear enough clothes. If they took one thing off, they'd get arrested.
Yeah, they would.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Meow. That's why I understand hipsters. Meow. Meow.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow.
Worms.
Cat.
Meow.
Worms.
All right, guys. Pants. Queens. It's time to move on to flags.
Oh, bye.
Yeah.
Flags.
So have you seen the challenge going around the internet? There's a ton of these things. You know, they try and go viral where people make videos of themselves doing stuff, and then they're like, this is the such-and-such challenge. Hashtag such
I'm
and such.
I'm afraid I haven't.
Yes, and, and
not,
make this
I'm not
popular.
Familiar.
Okay, well, here's one. I don't know what it's called. Something Shepherd Challenge, where this guy wants people to like walk on American flags and like dance on them and I guess basically desecrate them. And
naturally, okay.
I'm like, all right, whatever. It's just a cloth. Like, it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. But people have gotten really upset about this because they care a lot about how these pieces of cloth are treated. And so it spurred this response where people are like doing the opposite challenge, the Patriot challenge, where they're going to hang up a flag in their house and, you know, they're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance on the video. And it's like, who are these flaggots?
It's weird. I think it's more of a thing in America because here, I mean, you don't
really
get...
it does exist here, but me and you just aren't part of it.
Yeah, I know there is a section of the society here that are like you were talking about the Royals earlier, you know, there's a section here that love the Union Jack and will happily wave it around, and then there's like the other half of the city that won't have anything to do with it, that think it's basically...
It's a deeply rooted issue here. Flags only really come out for football games and stuff here, to be honest with you, in election time. I don't care.
Do you identify with any flags?
None.
Not even like a black flag or something?
The only flag
I have one tattooed on me, but like
I have the Canadian flag that is only for nostalgic reasons.
Why?
I like it. Because I'm from there. I was born there. So that's why but that's purely nostalgic reasons. I don't feel any affiliation or sort of like... I don't feel any what's the word, like, affinity to it. It's just a nostalgic
piece of
my childhood. Yeah,
it's like an object of respect.
I wouldn't care. It's not like I wouldn't care. You could probably step on a picture of my dog. I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter to me.
That's not the thing. It's a representation of the thing. So yeah, it depends how seriously you take that.
No,
I suppose.
I don't take a piece of paper or cloth seriously. No.
Well,
I just can't.
There's this new Free Republic of Liberland, and have you guys heard of it?
Oh, okay. No.
I've heard of it.
Oh, you have? Okay.
So it's this new micronation that was recently proclaimed on the 13th of April. So it hasn't even been a month yet that this country was born into existence. Its motto is to live and let live. And they, you know, I know this is won't make any rational philosophical sense, but it wasn't real to me until they put a flag in the ground and said, this is our country now. And the flag was like special in that sense. Like, thing. I don't get why I feel that way. Maybe it's just that's the way I was raised and like, oh, you have to put a flag in the ground and then you stake that and then that's yours. Like, I've never done this. It's just an image in my head. I don't know.
And that's what people do, like the Arctic and the moon and stuff, you know, they show up there and they go, there's a flag, damn it's mine. I've never really understood that, to be perfectly honest.
Well, actually, it's funny, because you have the same rules with the ocean, but you don't put a flag there.
It's because it would float.
Whatever you find in the ocean is like, it's fair game.
You know what else has been happening?
Like, I don't...
Sorry, regarding flags, I live in a studio where we fly a peace flag outside, and it's the international peace flag. It's blue and has a peace symbol. And we have many of these things, like dozens, because they get stolen about once a week. There are hooligans who live in this town. It's a college town. And they think it's a great idea to run up to the studio building and steal the peace flag, because what are you going to do to a person who steals your peace flag?
I know, exactly.
So, like, what do you do? This is sort of a dilemma for me. Like, I like the peace flag. I would like to have peace with these people. But they keep stealing my flag.
Whose property is it? Whose property is it?
Mine.
The flag.
The flag. It's the Shire Free Church, technically.
Okay. So, do you think that you would come under someone who's sort of... Are you...
No, I
do
just...
Do you have any...
No, I just live here. I don't have any authority about it.
If you live there...
Yeah, I don't have any authority over the flag. It's not mine.
Is it not someone, though? Is there not someone who's sort of... would come under their job? Like a foreman or something? Or
what do you mean? What's their job?
Like a door... Like, do you not have like a... Not like a doorman. Like a kind of a person... You know what I mean, Dan? I'm not being insane. You're laughing at me. Yeah, like someone who like...
No, the flag. No one stands guard over the peace flag, if that's what you're asking.
No, not like a bodyguard for the flag. Just like someone, like a foreman of the building. Or because, Dan, we have that...
Yes,
that place
we do.
That we would call about the building.
Katie, this is so sad. So in the most recent video of one of the flag thefts that happened on... May
the flag theft.
Yes, it happened on May 2nd, like not even 24 hours after the last theft on May 1st. Yeah, it's crazy. These kids keep stealing it. So in the video, the surveillance video that I've seen of this flag theft, there's a guy sitting right there. He's standing watch, like, right over the flag. And they take it. These hooligans just take it right out from under him. They don't know if he's armed. They don't know if he's violent and going to do bad things to them. And they have some courage to come up and just take property that doesn't belong to them. But I think they're doing it because they know that they're taking a piece of property that no one's going to do anything about. Because it's peace flag, man. It's not violence flag.
What are they doing with all these peace flags?
Good question. I'd like to know. Do they have a big stockpile of them, or is it different groups of people? Is it different individuals every time? No,
I've got a slightly different... See, when I see the peace symbol that you're talking about, I just think of... I've got one tattooed onto me, but I take it more... When I think about that, I think of sort of... Because here you've got the CND, which is the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament. So they use that as their symbol. So that's why I think of that more as like an anti-nuclear symbol, you know what I mean? That's just how it goes in my head.
Well, so Chris Cantwell is a neighbor of mine. And some people... know him as a crass, violent person. And he went he was present when this most recent flag theft took place, and basically like chased these kids down, went to their house and knocked on their door, was like, oh, hey guys, yeah, so I saw you stole my friend's flag, like, I want to talk about it with you. And the, you know, all the lights in the house are on. The house goes completely silent. No more noise coming, and no one comes out to address him, right? Because they've got no courage. They don't want to deal with people. They want to be able to steal something and get away with it. I don't like his approach of going right up to their house, but also I don't know what the right thing to do is. At this point, these people have stolen 20-something flags, and it's presumably going to continue on, like, a pretty regular basis. How does this stop?
Well, can I put something forward to you?
Yeah.
Where is this flag kept? Where is it
On the porch. So, like, it's right in front of the house, and it's flying right there at, like, ground level. So that if you were to go out onto a porch or pass by the house, it's a house on the corner of a street, so it's at an intersection, so it's very easy to see, and it's a nice place to fly a peace flag.
Why can't you can you get one of these little kits on eBay to attach like to an outdoor bit?
And it's outdoors, but like you're meant to put it higher.
Yeah,
so they can't reach it. So they need a ladder, and so then you'd see a bunch of guys running down the street with a piece of flag and a ladder.
And if they're still stealing it at that point, then I would say yes. If they're actively seeking out, like going to like get a ladder and planning a premeditated flags.
They're definitely premeditating this. Video that you can see a pack of them. There's like a bunch of kids. They've got a lookout. They've got one person who's going to do the deed. They've got someone who's going to run with it. They've even got in 2 weeks ago, they crashed their car. There are people who crashed their car into a tree, backing up, trying to run away in the getaway car.
It's a lot of energy. These people are obviously trying to mess with you guys and.
Right, I don't want to feed into it.
Trying to you don't want to feed into it. So why don't you just stop putting the flag there? It's just a flag.
Because then they win.
Yeah.
No, but I don't. Yeah. But then they'd have nothing to do. They would just go away.
They would just steal something else.
What if they steal something else? They do other things, Katie. They'll throw ice cream cones and stuff. Like I like this. You know.
Just jump them.
Because we don't
jump
see
on them. And be like.
We're not there at all the time. We're not RoboCop. But like this is happening, and I feel grateful in a way. Like I don't know, during the civil rights movement or unpopular people in communities will have their property vandalized. This is like an age old thing.
Yeah.
But this is pretty light as far as vandalism goes. Like, they'll throw ice cream cones at cars. That's happened where I've seen...
It's better than bricks.
It's so much better than bricks and bombs.
Yeah,
I'm so grateful that they're like, oh, I'll throw ice cream at you and I'll steal your peace flag.
You.
Like, okay, great. Let's keep it at this.
Let's keep it light. You know, you guys can be vandals. Let's just keep it all PG-13.
Right. And I'm afraid that, like, Cantwell's... I'm going to go to their door and have a confrontation with them is the wrong approach because it's like, it is feeding into the, oh, I thought you guys were peaceful. Like, oh, okay. Well, but then on the other hand, it's like, if there are no consequences for a thief and they know we don't call the cops, then what is preventing this? What's going to stop this? So I like Katie's suggestion of putting it higher. But it also kind of feels like they've won.
Either that, or you kind of set up an elaborative ruse to lure them into a false sense of security.
We tried that.
Are you living in a cartoon?
We can plan some stuff, man. I have no problem with this.
Let's think up some booby traps.
I'm very far away.
I want to think up some good booby traps for these guys. Peaceful ones. Ones that won't hurt them too much.
Kids films.
And when we come back, let's spill the beans on some of these. Hopefully they aren't listening.
Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Meow.
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 Hamsters. Well, I hope we've calmed the hamster in your brain tonight. I know I feel a lot more resolved. I've learned a lot about the Queen and pantaloons, Liberland and flags. And it's time to say goodbye. We have to wrap it up. So
yeah, this has been a very, very quick show, actually. I didn't quite realize we were over kind of already.
Yeah. It was a pleasure actually meeting you for the first time over the radio, Katie.
Yes, I'd actually never spoken to you before, I don't think, prior to this. So, no, it's quite nice. Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
so
you for having me.
We're like married in some countries now.
Yes, in some countries we would be considered married then.
So maybe in Liberland.
Three-way happy
maybe,
company.
You know, who knows? By the rules of romantic comedies, you're gay and I'm a woman, so we should be friends.
That's right.
That's by the rules of romantic comedies.
Like, and we would go shoe shopping together, from what I understand from
yes,
the television.
It's a requirement. Yep. And we already gave fashion advice. We already dispensed some...
Yeah, so really, yeah.
Elizabeth Taylor. Yeah,
right
wisdom.
There, so.
Well,
see, on Elizabeth Taylor, I could just quickly clear that up. We were all right about where she was from because she was born in London, but her parents were American. So, she's
really,
both.
We were all right in a way. I think she lived in the States, though. Oh.
Well... Yes.
Hello?
No, you were correct.
Oh,
I appreciate
you're there.
Yes, I appreciate the correction. So, I appreciate also your wisdom with regard to my romantic life here, that it's important to find not someone who fits your definition or your perception of what the perfect mate will be, but to find that person who can be your friend and grow with you in time. What a time to have to hit the buff dump. Go ahead and say what you just said again.
Well, I would say that relationships take work, basically, you know. Yeah. There's actually... Why do I keep referencing Friends in this show? I don't know. But there's one when Chandler's saying he doesn't believe in soulmates, and he's talking about him and Monica, and he's saying, I think we're two people who fell in love and worked at it. And that's essentially what it is. I mean, see, like, if we have a fight, we try and have it out then and then. Like, Katie doesn't pack her bag and run away to her mum's because that just prolongs things and then makes things worse because you get people involved here as well.
I don't know. I feel uncomfortable giving advice because obviously nobody's perfect. But if I can offer anything, that's what it would be. Just communication and try and find someone that just makes you happy.
It's really popular here in the New Hampshire freedom communities to be polyamorous, meaning having multiple love partners.
This, yeah.
You know, like relationship partners. It's not just like a sexual thing. It's like this person could have two or five girlfriends. So are you guys like polyamorous in that freedom sense in your marriage?
I don't care what people do, but our marriage is just us.
Yeah. I understand the polyamorous thing from a certain point of view of some people believe that they can't get everything from one person. But for me, there's no compromise. Like, I will be with one person because that's what I prefer.
Yeah, we are old school in that way.
I'm old school that way. I just monogamy is, I think, the only way to do it, because I think if you bring too many people into the equation, human emotions take over. I think it's almost sort of a human nature thing, and I think jealousy would take over a bit.
It would if I was involved in some kind of relationship, knowing me, I'd be all over the place, man.
Yeah, I don't have time. Like, I have one dude, and that's like, no offense, Dan, but
I keep her busy.
No, well. But you have one woman, me, I'm enough, right? That's like, you know, that's enough to deal with.
We'll sort this
Find
out next
that
time.
Find someone makes you laugh. Yeah.
Find someone perfect. That's the rule. That's what you should do.
Find someone that makes you laugh, and you want, like, if they're not there, you go, oh, I wish they were kind of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like your advice. I'll take it. I'll try.
I like you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for your service.
And you. And you, Dan.
Yes.
And wear the proper pants from now on, everyone. Wear the proper pants
or
for the job.
Trousers
and pantaloons.
Preferably with deep pockets.
Jockey shorts, change valley.
Worms.
Error.
Freedom Fiends.
Worms.